Hello, my Audio Boo friends. It's Stefano, also known as Slandy here on Audio Boo. It is January 17th of 2013. It's 9:15 in the morning here on a very beautiful Thursday morning here in Montreal. The skies are an unbelievable blue and the temperature is an unbelievable low. The thermometer has dipped this morning. When I first woke up around, I must have been around 6:30 or so, the temperature was around -3 or hovering around -3. And as the morning progressed, it slowly dipped. And now we're facing something like -10, -12. But it's not so much that, it's the wind. Every now and then the wind kicks up and we're looking at wind chills of -20. And -22. Now, overnight it's supposed to go to -22. And if it stays windy like this, we're talking about wind chills of -30. So definitely wintry weather. On the weekend, it's supposed to go back up to 2 or 3 degrees with probably 10 or 15 centimeters of snow on its way. So, I'll take it. It's ups and downs, and it's really strange. It's the kind of weather that gets people sick all the time because they never know how to get dressed. You know, you're so used to the cold weather, and you get all overdressed and overheated. And then a mild spell will come, and people sort of start shedding their heavier clothes. And then all of a sudden, it gets cold again, and they might get caught. In the same day, the temperature can change as radically as it has done this morning. So on the news front for the car, good news, I did find finally a garage, and they will do it for the modest sum of around $200, so I'm really, really happy. Took me a while, though. I went to a couple of places. I went to the Toyota dealership, and they were asking an astronomical amount, but that's usually par for the course for that. For dealers in general, I realize they know the cars better than anybody else, or so they say. But I figured, okay, you know, I'm going to try this guy. I've been driving by this garage for years and years and years here in our neighborhood. And it's a big, big place. And I thought, you know, when it's a big place like that, and they've just recently renovated, they added a second floor where they store tires. Because their main thing is they sell tires. And they do general mechanics as well. And when I saw the second floor go up, I went, boy, that, you know, those guys must charge exorbitant amounts of money for their work to be able to expand the way they did. But no, it seems they're pretty reasonable. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. It's a touchy work I'm having them do, changing the bearing like that. But it's got to be done, and I certainly can't do it. I went on the internet, I went on YouTube, and researched it, and it's not in and of itself, it's a pretty simple procedure, really. It's really almost, it's a handful of bolts that one has to remove, but the problem is the bearing on a Toyota Echo is press-fitted on, and usually press-fitted on with literally tons of pressure, and it takes tons of pressure to get the bearing out, and then tons of pressure to get the new bearing back in. And I don't have a press, and seriously, there's no way I was going to take on this work. I've never changed a bearing other than on, say, my trailer, or when I had my Ford. I used to have a little Ford Festiva that I was converting to electric, and when I was working on that car, I had taken apart the whole rear hub, and I had worked on the bearings there, but they were free-flowing bearings. They weren't pressed on or anything. Excuse me. So that was easy to work on. In this particular case, my little Echo, this job was way too big. So I decided, I'll bring it to the garage. And if they do a good job, there's a few other things that need to be done on the front end. Bushings and one of the suspension tables. In very cold weather, the bushing, I guess, or the rubber stopper, or whatever you want to call it, contracts. And it makes quite a bit of noise. It's fine when the weather's warmer, even as warm, well, warm, relatively speaking, say 2 degrees, 3 degrees, it's fine. But as soon as the temperature dips below minus 10 and the metal gets really, really contracted and the parts get, all of a sudden, it, you know, every time I hit a bump, it sounds like the whole front end wants to just rattle itself to pieces. So maybe eventually I might get that looked at, you know, in due time. There's no urgency. The bearing, absolutely, because I've heard horror stories where the bearing just blew or seized, and literally the wheel just falls off because of the just the lack of cohesion, you know, of the bearing. It's what keeps your wheel spinning freely and what keeps it nice and tracking straight. And when it does blow, and if it blows in such a way that it's only your tie rod end and a few other parts that are holding the wheel up, and what happens with all that pressure, you end up breaking other parts. And often it can be the strut goes or gets bent. Or, I mean, lots and lots of problems. So I figured, you know, it's only $200 at this point. When it was $400 to $600, like I'd at other places, then you start thinking, well, is there a way for me to do this myself? I mean, can I sort of remove all the parts and bring them to a mechanic and get them to press out the bearing and press in the new bearing? That was my intent. And then I said, okay, I got to call these guys. Let's see. What's the worst thing they can say is, oh, sir, it'll cost you, you know, that much, again, in the same range. But no, they came back with this ridiculous price. So we'll see. Definitely the cost of the bearing for them is much lower than anybody else. So I guess they have a very good supplier. Anyway, other than that, well, I'm going to be working from home today for the office, for the people that I do documentation. But I'll be working from home. And that way, you know, when they call me and the car's ready, I can go and pick it up. And that way I can have it for the weekend. There's a few errands I want to run and things to do, so I did need the car. There's always my wife's car, but I don't know if she needed to go out and stuff, so it's always best when possible to have both cars, especially when we're running our respective errands and doing our respective things. Okay, I guess that's it for now. I will bid you all a wonderful day. And, yeah, does anybody know about this helicopter that fell in London? I heard this helicopter crashed into a crane, and the pilot was killed, and somebody on the ground was killed. What a tragedy. Absolute tragedy. I wonder what happened there. I caught a snippet of it in a newspaper while I was waiting at the garage to check in my car, and I shook my head. I couldn't believe that. So I guess these things do happen. Okay. That's it. Have a good day and thanks for listening.